Well, some interesting stats about motor vehicles we've found recently, showing that older vehicles, which it's classified as built before the year 2000, only at the moment representing one-fifth of the cars on the road, but are involved in one-third of car fatalities. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of that, and get to the bottom of it we will with James Goodwin, who's the CEO of ANCAP. They give out those safety ratings. Good morning, James. What is it about some of the newer cars that are obviously a little bit safer that we should be looking out for?
Car listeners, yes, look, very important. We've realised that the road toll has been going down for decades, but all of a sudden we've seen a spike in the last 2 years. It's actually going back up. So why is this? Well, the worry, like you said, is really the older cars are being overrepresented. We've got a very old fleet age in Australia, so we really need to try and bring that down a little bit. So what to look for? Look, what we've seen over time, and we've done this dramatic crash test between a 1998 Corolla and a 2015 Corolla. That old car wasn't a bad car in its day, but what we can see is it was a catastrophic structural failure when the new Corolla went into it. So the structure and the strength of the new cars are actually much better. It's this myth that older cars are stronger and therefore safer. They might have some stronger bumpers and things on them, but really that means that you as the person inside the car are absorbing that energy and not the car. So newer cars are much safer.
Yeah, so I'm sort of got a bit of a look at the actual photo that you're referring to, and the older Corolla really took a bit of a battering, and the one that's only from 2015, it looks kind of like you could almost buff that out. And I'm exaggerating, but your point is certainly valid. So over the last 20 years, what have been some of the big things that have made our newer cars safer?
So the biggest thing is what we call the safety cell, and that's where you see when you can look at that picture, is that the A-pillar, that pillar that holds the windscreen in and the front of the door there, so that really shouldn't move in a modern crash these days. You should be able to open the door like you would just getting in and out of the garage to go to work. So that's the big change that we've seen, stronger steel, stronger structures that actually mean that there's a crumple zone at the front. So that means that the driver and the passenger are much more protected. And we've also seen things like electronic stability control, ABS brakes, airbags. You know, 20 years ago, 20 years ago doesn't seem that long ago for most people, but no one's using a 20-year-old phone, are they? But plenty of people are still driving a 20-year-old car, so we really need to try and get them out of that 20-year-old car, if they can, and into a newer vehicle. Airbags were still quite new 20 years ago, and you may have had a front airbag, but what about the side airbag? So that's where we've seen some big gains, and also things like electronic stability control. That'll actually help you be a better driver. So, you know, you think even if you're a good driver, that kangaroo jumping out on the highway, things like that, well, you know, those sorts of things happen. Something like electronic stability control will help you control that car better in that swerve situation.
James, I think you've been in a car behind me, mate, because I think I need all the help I can get sometimes just between you and me. The thing, though, is that price versus safety, that can be a tricky one, can't it? Because not all of us can go out and buy the most expensive car, but do we really need to?
Look, safety isn't a luxury anymore. You can buy a brand-new 5-star ANCAP-rated vehicle in all vehicle categories now, including light commercials, and that's important. Utes and vans, you can get 5-star vehicles, and often those tradies will be doing higher kilometres than the average vehicle, and they can be at greater risk. So that's good. But also, if you can't afford a brand-new car, don't worry. But we'd say, look, something within about 5 years old, and that's what you should be looking for. The stats that you said at the start, it's clear that they are underrepresented in the road toll. So look for something really, for about $10,000, you can get a 5-star rated vehicle up to about 5 years old, and that's what we're looking for. But what we'd say, pick your price point. Sometimes a new car may be safer, sometimes a second-hand one might be better. So pick what you can afford, then pick the safest car that you can afford and the safest car that suits your needs.
Yeah, start with what price you can come up with and then figure the rest out from there.
That's right.
Very quickly towards the end, James, in the future, what can you see in the safety space there? How safe are cars going to get for us?
Well, hopefully we get to a point where cars actually won't crash anymore. Some autonomous technology will actually avoid you having that a crash in that first place. So things like autonomous braking, if you get distracted or your mind's elsewhere, the car will start braking for you. And we're starting to see that technology come into some, you know, some fairly standard cars now, things like Mazda 3s, Ford Focus and Toyota Corollas as an option. So that's great. That's fantastic technology. So autonomous technology is not something that people should be scared of. It can actually make you a better driver. We all make mistakes, so we want to make sure that that mistake isn't a fatal mistake either for you or for those other people on the road.
If nothing else, James, that is most paramount above everything else. Thank you for your time with us this morning. James Goodwin, CEO of ANCAP, and safety, 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 the most important thing when you're on the roads. And, of course, with the wet weather approaching today and the weekends, just keep that in the front of your mind. 2NURFM 103.7.